సమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయేత్. నారాయణ సమారంభాం శ్రీశంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. సర్వధర్మాన్ పరిత్యజ్య మామేకం శరణం వ్రజ. అహం త్వా సర్వపాపేభ్యో మోక్షయిష్యామి మా శుచః. యత్ర యోగేశ్వర కృష్ణో యత్ర పార్థో ధనుర్ధరః తత్ర శ్రీర్విజయోర్భూతిర్ ధ్రువానీతిర్మతిర్మమ. మేధా మే ఇంద్రో దదాతు మేధాం దేవీ సరస్వతీ. మేధా మే అశ్వినా ఉభౌ ఆధత్తాం పుష్కరస్రజాః. ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణశ్చక్షు శ్రోత్ర మధోబలమింద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి. సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్. అనిరాకరణమస్సు అనిరాకరణమస్సు తదాత్మని నిరతేయ ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః. తే మయి సంతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. హార్టీ ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్ హూ ఆర్ గ్యాదర్డ్ హియర్ బై ది విల్ ఆఫ్ ది మాస్టర్. To relate to some dimension of ancient wisdom which is eternal and boundless. The sound that you have just listened to is the sound of an ambulance. These are the vehicles which are very active these days in Visakhapatnam. They are busy carrying patients from one place to another. It has become part of our life that we live with this pandemic and if possible survive and continue the work of light. There has been a disappearance for 3 weeks. As far as I am concerned, after the Guru Pujas, the Guru Pujas were very well celebrated in Radha Madhavam, and 2 days after, the lady COVID visited. And I have been with it, experiencing the depth of the sickness. Anyway, I am back to relate to you, also to enable you to relate to me. And I see this teaching as a means of healing the system through the word, the wisdom which is pronounced through variety of words. Also brings along with it the needed healing energies. Therefore, when teaching is related to the divine, the healing also happens. In all such cases, teaching is seen as healing, and healing is also a way of teaching. When you are healed from a sickness, in the process you are taught something. Likewise, when you teach wisdom, you are also healed in certain dimensions, because the word passes through the centers and causes needed healing. When we have such a nice platform where there are keen listeners and a speaker of wisdom, we should try to make a good use of it. Therefore, I made haste to relate to teaching as early as possible, not on the parameters, based on the parameters of the health as is measured by medical science, but by the parameters of inspiration that we have as between us. Today is an excellent day. That's the reason why I thought I should relate to our groups of wisdom. Traditionally it is called the fifth ascending moon phase in Aquarius, which is called Vasanta Panchami. And again we have the fifth ascending moon phase in the month of Taurus, which is called Vaishakha Shuddha Panchami, which is also called Vasanta Panchami. Apart from the Sanskrit names, what is important is the ascending moon phase in the month of Aquarius. From that day to the ascending moon phase in the month of Taurus, Both sun signs belong to the fixed cross. This part of the zodiac, which is but 1/4 of the zodiac, consisting of 90 and odd days, is considered as the fourth part of the world. The fourth part of the world. The world descends in four steps, as we all know. It is with God as Para. It descends as Pasyanti. That is perceptible level. And then to Madhyama, where it takes to a thought form in a language. And in the fourth state it is expressed. Para, Pasyanti, Madhyama, Vaikari. This is the fourfold world which we know. Right from 1998 in great detail. Ever since we went through the seminar on Saraswati, Para, Pasyanti, Madhyama, Vaikari. Para is the ultimate state or beyond state, where the world was with God. That is the state we enter into now, from Aquarius until Taurus. From Aquarius, the world disappears into God. Therefore, the man also can completely align with the Master in him and be with the Master. And the period is always 90 days and odd. An year is divided into four quarters, and each quarter is around 90 days and odd. Every quarter has its significance. The para state of the world, or the walk, is from today till fifth ascending moon phase in Taurus, which is around 90 days. This is the time where the highest state of the being is experienced. That's why the year is closely followed to align with the energies as are provided, and thereby find the needed alignment and experiences. Aquarius, as we know, is beyond the seven planes, which we call as Mahat. There the consciousness is nameless, formless, soundless. Eternal blue, the humming sound is feebly heard. Staying with is called Venus. In that Venus, the seers live for 90 days. It is they who get the word in Taurus. It is they who receive the seed of the word in Taurus to conduct for the rest of the year. Since it is a very important day, I thought fit that we will resume our teaching today, since we get reminded of such sublime and noble dimensions of time as the wheel provides through its movement, and it is a very pleasant coincidence that today I received by post the book on healing episodes printed by Kulapati Edition, German version. It came to me by the post, which is also a good greeting because the book contains the activity of healing that happened during our work from 1976 till, say, maybe 2010. So I took it as a good greeting coming 2014. A good greeting coming, and we badly are in need of healing energies all over the planet. Since the pandemic is continuing to do its work, and we continue to do our work, to support the work of the light, which is ever active in neutralizing this pandemic. Another good news that I would like to share with you is, at the beginning of the lunar month of Aquarius, the Polish version of etheric body was released from World Chakras Global, thanks to our brother Ludger. Etheric body is one of the main teachings of the hierarchy, and the steps relating to realizing etheric body were taught in 1992 at length. Then a small booklet was prepared. That was the time where I also spoke about the festival of Passover and Good Friday. It was also the time where the teaching relating to Maria Magdalena was also given. These three small books were released in different places, in different times around that time. Etheric body, we have to remind ourselves that we need to prepare from out of the body of five elements that we have, purifying the elements relating to the body. The pandemic in a way is helpful to relate to right food, right water, right drink, right thoughts, pranayama, contemplations, which continuously refine the elements relating to our body, which would eventually result in formation of a body into which we can move. And by that facility, we will have continuity of consciousness. This is a major contribution coming from the energy which Master CVV has brought in into the planet. So though this book is brought out in Polish version, it reminds all groups to once again browse through the booklet and gather the instructions and once again consecrate ourselves towards formation of that body and the related discipline. That's a good event that happened in the beginning of Aquarius. And now we are in Aquarius. But our teaching was concluded in relation to Adityas with Capricorn. Just one class on Capricorn was given. Then came the 5-day teaching of simple steps to synthesis, which was recorded and even summarized with much spirit by our sister Anna Saranian. It is being reviewed and set into a form of a booklet. Eventually, on a good day, we will release it as a PDF. The simple steps to synthesis is on the way, under preparation. The work is being done by an English professor to set it into an order. That leaves us with only one work relating to book preparation, that is Ashwin's. The book on Ashwin's, which was the last teaching in India to the groups, followed by Vishnu Suktam, is also under preparation. It will also find its way. Now we are into the Aditya Kala Bhaga. I informed you some dimensions of Bhaga, and I wish to inform you some more dimensions regarding to Bhaga. Bhaga is the background consciousness or awareness of all. Among the 12 Adityas, Bhaga Aditya emerges first, though it is in the expressed in the 10th zodiac. It is first of its kind, Bhaga Aditya, because the emergence of gods happened along with Bhaga. Bhaga is the first emergence of Adityas, though set in the 10th house. 10th house and 1st house, they are interchangeable, and for gods, Capricorn is the first house, because gods emerge in Capricorn. Man emerges in Aries. Gods fall in Cancer. Man falls in Libra. The emergence of man is far later. The emergence of gods were far earlier. The Veda says that the very emergence of consciousness from seeming nothingness, which is called awakening, itself is Aditya, Aditi, and the first of the 12 dimensions of Aditi is Bhaga. Therefore, Bhaga is the foremost. Bhaga means the expression of that awareness from seeming nothingness. And there are successive expressions of that awareness. So the successive expressions are one thing. The primary expression is everything. That is what is called Moola Prakriti, Moola Root Matter, etc., etc. Therefore, we should know that Bhaga is foremost of the Adityas. Their expression into matter happens in cancer. That's why gods are said to fall in cancer. The birth of the souls is in cancer. The birth of souls into matter is in cancer. The ascent of the souls happens in Capricorn. That's why Capricorn is the mount. Cancer is the pit. Cancer is the turtle that crawls on earth. While Capricorn represents the capra that keeps ascending. One has a horizontal movement, another has a vertical movement. So the dawn of gods is attributed to Capricorn, and the fall of gods is attributed to Cancer. Capricorn marks the ascent of spirit. Peaks and mountains represent Capricorn. Anywhere you find peaks and mountains, you should know that it is a Capricornian energy. The uprising energy is indicated by Capra. It transforms the turtle in Cancer to a unicorn in Capricorn. In Cancer you have a lot of illusions, because the impact of water is high, and therefore we are caught by many illusions. And all these illusions are cleared because in Capricorn the water is dried up. The water is dried up and set in right proportion to have right experience. Therefore in Capricorn you have visions, and these visions can be far and wide. Why? Because you are picking up. As you go up in your awareness, your horizons improve. As your horizons improve, your vision grows far and wide. It is not limited to something. It keeps on improving. The nakshatras relating to Capricorn are part of Uttarashadha, Shravana, and half of Dhanishta. Dhanishta, half is in Capricorn, half is in Aquarius. As I told you in the last class, the stars that are contained are the nakshatras relating to Capricorn, Aquarius. They are all upward moving energies. They give you a grand push in an upward direction starting from Purvashadha. Purvashadha is in Capricorn. సారీ ఈజ్ ఇన్ సాజిటేరియస్. ఉత్తరాషాఢ శ్రవణ ది ఫార్మ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ధనిష్ట, పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ధనిష్ట. They constitute Capricorn and all these nakshatras an upward face, meaning they pull you upwards. If you see Capricorn, it takes you to the peak. After the peak, where do you ascend further? After the peak, where do you ascend further? To ascend further, Dhanishta is helpful. Dhanishta is therefore considered as the higher bridge. That you move from the peak into the skies to experience that state where the magic happens. Aquarius is full of magic and is called Mahat. And this magic is preceded by Dhanishta, and later other stars are there. We'll come to them when we come to Aquarius. But before we reach Dhanishta, we have Sravanam at the peak of your own personality. The peak of your personality, note that it is your Capricorn. And the soul presides over it. Aquarius and Pisces are later sun signs where you have experience of the magic of the soul and the soul as such. In Capricorn, you reach the zenith of the peak of your personality. That's where you are able to listen through Sravanam the message of God. Message of God is clearly heard in the constellation Sravanam when the mind is completely stilled. The voice, long, long ago it was put to rest. There is no vocal sound or mental sound. Then you land in a state where you will be able to listen a clear voice within yourself from the top portion of your head, which is the upper cranium. It's all within. You hear from within. You hear without. In a state of absolute silence. That is what Sravanam, the star Sravanam, enables us to experience. That would lead us, that sound leads us. It is that sound which builds the bridge. We say in the mystic mantras of Master CVV about the higher bridge beginning. The higher bridge begins only from that point of the peak of the mountain relating to your personality towards the soul. That's where the whole alignment he is posited from Capricorn to Aquarius. It is the crux of the year for a disciple. All practices conclude with Capricorn because beyond the peak you cannot move any further. You shall have to wait. You shall have to listen. The sound uplifts you. Only to indicate This dimension of the journey of the soul in Capricorn, the festival of kites was introduced. The festival of kites is the festival where man desires to reach the sky, since he cannot himself move into the sky, he releases his spirit into the sky with the thread as a connection, the thread being the thread of consciousness. And the kite is released into the skies as high as possible. This festival was first conceived in Jakarta, Yogyakarta, of the country called Indonesia. This was first conceived in Indonesia 10,000 years ago. Slowly the festival found its expression in China 5,000 years ago. Thereafter it was picked up in India. And in the month of Capricorn, the kite festival is very enthusiastically conducted by groups from the top of the terraces or from the seashores or from open lands. It is symbolic of the man's aspiration to move beyond the body into the skies. The festival belongs to Capricorn and is regularly conducted in the month of Capricorn. The weather also cooperates because the winter recedes and the fall season sets in, where the breeze takes place. Another dimension relating to Capricorn is submission of personality to the soul. Submission of personality to the soul. You all know the story of the avatar of dwarf, that is Vamana, who has set a demonic king into his right place and concurrently blessed them and the demon to eternity. He gave a status to the demonic king which is beyond all planes of existence, all planes of awareness. He was set into eternity. This festival is also conducted in the very beginning of Capricorn. In all mythologies, we have these eternal stories of the devas and the demons fighting with each other. It is but necessary, it is essential. They are the two opposing forces that keep the creation balance. If you wish to know the importance of the eternal wars between the devas and the demons or the diabolics, kindly get to the third volume of Secret Doctrine, where its significance is very clearly given. They represent the two dimensions of the law of alternation, expansion and contraction, increase of light, decrease of light. Therefore, they are to be properly understood. Whenever the devas overstep the diabolics, rise and again overstep, when the diabolics overstep, it's only the divine that can set it right. These are common stories in Puranas. The devas, they are to rule the right, the realms of light. The diabolics, they rule the realms of darkness. There are enough planes of existence within the world, within the earth. Infernal worlds, there are 7 infernal worlds. And there are 7 worlds up the surface of the earth. So each one has a role to play. The infernal worlds are ruled by demons. The kingdoms are the planes that exist on earth, up to 7 planes. They are ruled by the devas. Overstepping is not allowed. But here is a demonic king, a diabolic king, who sees that there is a way to live beyond the duality of personality, right and wrong, good and bad. That is what we call the state of yoga or neutrality. He saw in his grandfather a great role model who tended to be a great yogi. His name is Prahlada. He found that there is a neutral way by which he can be friendly with the whole universe. You need not necessarily be partisan. Therefore, this diabolic king, he was ruling his kingdom in the infernal world, which relates to our knee, the knee, Sutala. But with the help of his teacher, Sukra, that is Venus, he gains the science of yoga and he practices all the steps of yoga in such a manner that his energies keep moving upward and upward and upward in a righteous manner, in a neutral way, and he has been growing in his presence beyond the surface of the earth into the higher realms of the earth in a non-violent way, in a harmlessness pattern. He did not deviate from any virtue of yoga. All steps of yoga are practiced. There is nothing to say, complain about it, because it is his soul in unison with personality is expanding. So naturally the devas were a bit afraid. They wanted to contain him. They could not. Therefore they report the matter to the second logos. Vishnu, who comes in the form of a dwarf, and then he comes to the king, diabolic. His name is Bali. There is an island in the Pacific Ocean, Bali Island. It is named after him, Bali. This Bali is growing in a harmless way, but since he belongs to the clan of diabolic, the devas were afraid. And Bali himself did not know that he is growing and growing and growing, because he is growing into a state of self-forgetfulness. Self-awareness is a concept of personality. Self-forgetfulness is the quality of the soul. So it's growing and growing and growing. So when the second logos descended to set balance, the teacher of Bali, that is Sukra, he tells him that the second logos is up to some magic to contain the king Bali. But Bali, having entered into the realms of soul, he has no such thing as losing or gaining. There is no losing, there is no gaining. There is no death, there is no birth. He is an eternal state of awareness. So when the second logos came and Bali said, "What can I offer you?" The second logos said, "Just give me 3 feet of land." I cut short the story. The story is very long. Bali said, "I will gladly give." Then the second logos, being the permeating consciousness, with 1 foot he covers the earth, with the second foot he covers the heaven, and he asks Bali, where should he keep his third foot? Bali said, "Set it on my head so that I am into you and you are into me. Set it on my head." That's what we seek to reach Sahasrara, where the feet of the Lord touches us, we are into him and he is into us. So that is what Bali said. The teacher was saying, by this you lose all that you have gained. Because personality has certain things gained. But this student Bali, he smiles away. He has grown in such a manner that he is into an all-giving spirit. He has given himself all offering sacrifice. That is what Purusha Sukta speaks of. Sarvahuta Yajna. The true meaning of Holocaust, wrongly used for certain political purposes. All offering. Well, he offered himself totally and said, Lord, you set your third foot on me so that I am into you and you are into me and we are one. That at one moment is what everyone seeks. He therefore offers himself. The Lord therefore offers. The Lord therefore accepts and gives him an eternal place in cosmic person. To find an eternal place in cosmic person is an unusual situation. And that too for a king coming from infernal worlds. So what Capricorn teaches us is, if you are consistent with your practices, if you are sincere with your practices, if you are uniform in your functioning, like a goat crawling the mountain, you can reach the peak and thereafter receive the touch of the Lord, and to that a festival is marked in the month of Capricorn. All festivals are meant to aspirants to recollect that they are souls and that they have to mount their personalities. Every man has to mount his own personality. His personality is the only challenge that he has. There is nothing else. And that personality contains all the karma relating to him, impediments relating to him. But as far as you continue with your practices of pranayama, pratyahara, dharana and jhana, the personality will set into order. The personality will set into order and becomes a divine personality that assists Poin Mali. A divine personality that assists the soul. See, personality has human dimension. Personality has animal dimension also. Personality has divine dimension. So when you gain the divine dimension, it functions like a white dragon to you and helps you in accomplishing certain aspects relating to the divine plan. So therefore this story of Bali is also given out in this month of Bhaga or Capricorn. Bhaga also participated in a sacrifice conducted by a prajapati called Daksha. Daksha is the prajapati who took upon himself administration of the creation, setting certain order. Bhaga cooperated with him, with other prajapatis, but Daksha tended to be highly personality oriented. He denies the existence of the first logos and puts himself in a great difficulty. It's called Daksha Yajna. In that sacrifice, Bhaga cooperates with Daksha for a while and therefore receives punishment from the manifestation of first logos called Veerabhadra. The story goes that Veerabhadra, with one shot of his fist at the mouth, removes all the teeth of Bhaga. All teeth are fallen. He has no more ability to speak, no more ability to eat. Eating is a later dimension. But the mouth contains 16 roots of science, wisdom science. Earlier also I told you about this. The 16 teeth of the upper jaw contain 16 branches of the eternal wisdom. They were removed by the manifestation of Shiva, who is called Veerabhadra. Symbolically speaking, Bhaga is the person or the awareness or the Aditya that functions in the field of sound, and the sound is beyond the countenance. The sound descends from higher circles, and that sound is what is called pranava or om. As long as man retains his connection with om, not uttered om, but the om that is happening in him, he is an eternal link with the divinity. So he need not necessarily have the countenance. He need not necessarily have the countenance because his role is in the higher circles. His work is in the higher circles where the sound tends to be light and the sound tends to be hearing. So therefore he is set into that realm where the light that he carries transforms itself as sound and permeates further in a involutionary way, from sound to light, from light to sound. There is a process of transformation that happens in the higher realms of the being. So he was restricted to that part where he keeps transmitting light. He keeps transmitting light, and by relating to the light in the forehead, one can gain the sound which is eternal, or one can relate to the sound of pulsation and gain the sound of eternity, which is called Om. So the transformation from Capricorn to Aquarius is seen as a transformation where the sound that you know dies to give birth to the light that you are. The sound that you know, be it in the sky or be it in the lower planes, it gives rise to the light in you. The sound we utter reveals the light in me. So therefore, when we make an utterance, the light manifests. That is, from brow center downwards. But here is a process where the sound transforms into light and remains to be the original light in the upper forehead, which is the foremost Aditya. See, from the creational angle, when there is the emergence, it is the first Aditya. But when we count Adityas from down below, he tends to be 10th Aditya. So he stays at a point where sound transforms into light and light transforms into sound, and that's the Aditya up to which he leads us. This is a grand dimension relating to Bhaga. So these are a few dimensions of Capricorn which I wish to give you, besides what is already contained in spiritual astrology of Master E.K. and esoteric astrology of Master Jwalkul. When you read these dimensions of astrology, we should always try to relate to the microcosmic man, that is, we as such. We should try to apply the knowledge upon ourselves and try to see how best we can relate to them and, if possible, realize them. That's the purpose. So this gives us a little more dimension to Bhaga Aditya, which leads us to Pusha Aditya, which is related to Aquarius. Pusha Aditya is still another dimension which we will narrate in the next Merry Life teaching. Thank you, one and all. I wish you well. And we keep meeting as far as possible. Namaskar.